Good day. This is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio and Blog, presented by ReallyWell.com. It's natural health for being really well. And SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be prepared. Today we're talking about artificial clouds and poison rain. Have you noticed that the skies are much more hazy than they were 25 years ago? How do so many that have it pointed out to them that airplanes are spraying materials that cause this think the idea is crazy? How have so few of us noticed the spraying in the sky? If this is new to you, it is because this activity has not been publicized, but it is not a conspiracy theory. This and the rest of the operations of the cabal of control, I call the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom. You can read about it at ticktricks.com. The operations of this cabal are conspiracy fact. It is expected by the perpetrators of the hypnosis, propaganda, and public poisons that the masses will assume that those are just normal jet contrails in the sky. It, in fact, is one of the many public poisons that are being used to control and affect us. Atmospheric aerosol geoengineering has been a hidden program for more than 25 years. It has been increased in recent years, the amount of it. Routine spraying of coal fly ash loaded and along with aluminum, barium, fluoride, and other toxic components is the reason for the hazy skies. The fallout is toxic, and it is affecting every living thing adversely. The forms of artificial clouds in our skies include the new chemical types, as well as unusual patterns that often are caused by frequencies affecting the metals in the sprays. They beam frequencies using technologies such as the HARP array of antennas in Alaska, but they now have smaller versions of this that are mobile and all over the planet. But they can shoot these frequencies up off the metals in the sprays, and it'll cause a lot of times funny-looking cloud patterns, clouds where you have a whole series of small clouds shaped in a similar bent fashion, looking like they've been zapped, because that's exactly what's happened. So watch for that and start to learn more about it. There's lots of information. I have a whole, basically an ebook about it. There's one of the chapters or pages of SurviveTheChanges.com. But the agents, they even have agents in Hollywood, the cabal does, that in some cases have gone so far as to revise some old cartoons and movies by adding some fake clouds of the kind we have today in the sky backgrounds to deceive us into assuming that these are normal. That's how far these psychopaths will go to try to deceive us. Well, there are multiple reasons why they do this. The main one being control. Control of the weather and control of all of us. How are we to consider this without fear and distress? Realizing that we are more than physical beings, we came into life on this planet with a purpose, to learn and grow in awareness and love. Now, some people choose to pursue a course of individual accumulation of wealth and power, laying aside concern for others as a nuisance. A few feel emboldened or energized by committing to the exploitation of others, even to the point of abuse and killing. Some actually engage in evil ritual ceremonies. They are operating with a severely mistaken understanding of reality, which will generate appropriate lessons for them in the long run. On the other hand, those of us who intuitively know that caring for ourselves is the same as caring for others, the golden rule, are engaging in learning experiences of a higher order. We must realize that allowing psychopaths to become our leaders, who cherish exercising control, has led to a dangerous crisis in our world. It is up to us to appreciate and express the power of creative loving awareness, to get organized and take control of the world out of the hands of the psychopaths. The path of greater wisdom is to make the world better by becoming aware of the challenges posed by the elitists and removing their access to the positions of power. Rejection of their exploitive and abusive model of social, economic, and mental-emotional control can be accomplished by working together with kindness and wisdom. I shouldn't include physical control in there because, you know, with these public poisons and the frequencies and so forth, and it's not just the frequencies that they use to affect the clouds and move weather patterns and all the things they do with them, but the frequencies that they are using against us through the cell phone system, the Wi-Fi and cell phone towers and such, which are being now redone for an even greater control mechanism called 5G. We need to be aware of these things. We need to learn how to protect ourselves even from our own cell phones and computers, because they have invaded our lives in every way with these public poisons and technologies. It can take a lot of exposure for people operating with the normalcy bias to realize this is going on and not just some crazy conspiracy theory. Believe me, I've had a lot of experience trying to share this with people, and they're just not many of them prepared to hear it because the hypnosis is so strong. And we've been basically hypnotized by those in control of media channels, going back to originally newspapers were their main modality. But ultimately, they got the technology going to reach many more people through radio than television, now the internet and the small devices in everyone's hand. These are all tools of hypnosis and propaganda. And subtle, they have perfected these over many centuries of effort, but they can guide and manipulate thinking basically by creating false realities. You know, the whole style of life that we follow has been, to some degree, engineered by people in positions of high power and positions of control, like banking and corporations and governments and politics and so forth, bureaucracy. All these are used as tools to guide the people to where they want them to be, and the media is a very strong agent of showing people the way they want people to think on any given subject or about any particular aspect of lifestyle or making choices and so forth. So we've got a lot to sort out. Now, helping the cause can be as simple as making your friends aware of the public poisons. And to do that, we have a website, publicpoisons.com, where we list many of the poisons in the environment, in our food, water, air, and the homes, products we bring into the homes. We talked the other day about setting up a decontamination chamber on the way in and out of your house so that when you go in from the outside, you take off your shoes at least, if not your whole outer garments, to keep from bringing the poisons that are being sprayed and falling out from the sky onto us and onto the ground where we walk, to keep from bringing those into the house and then walking around the house in our bare feet or socks and absorbing many of these same toxins back into our system that could be avoided. We need to learn to minimize the exposure to the poisons. For example, again, removing the fluoride from the water. Public poisons include the geoengineering sprays, the fluoride in the water, the pesticides, herbicides, glyphosate, with the genetically modified crops that is in our food supply, the additives, the aspartame, the high fructose corn syrup, another genetically modified product, all the food products containing many chemicals and fake ingredients that we need to restore our understanding of natural health principles and eat organically grown, mostly raw, fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, small amounts of other seeds and grains and nuts, and ultimately some very small amounts of any animal foods that we might consume, eggs being the best, I think. Not too much dairy, certainly not too much meat, but when you do have dairy and meat, organically grown, because the livestock are fed genetically modified feed, and feed that they can't digest very well, meaning that they're not very healthy, and many problems with our livestock system. So you have to go out of your way to get decent food of any kind. But to improve our food intake, to set up such a decontamination chamber to take the outer garments and chews off at the door, not bring them into our home, be aware of the products that we're buying, cleaning products, personal care products, and what poisons are in them, and not bringing those into the home. You know, our deodorants with aluminum chlorohydrate and the shampoos and hair products and skin products with sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium laureth sulfate, propylene glycol, and so forth in them. We need to learn more. We need to learn about this cabal behind this saw at dicktricks.com. You can dig into a lot of the information about that. But ultimately, we need to learn how to protect ourselves and either support or help by getting involved with working to reveal and correct these harmful programs. We're living in a very strange time in human history with many things going on. The news is constantly bringing out the focus on what we call psychological operations. Many of these world events and terror events and shootings and so forth are either staged, planned, programmed, and engaged by people under psychological programming. They have means of splitting personalities and compartmentalizing identities, and can trigger another part of a person's psyche to go into a mode of conducting an operation that they were trained for in a hypnotic way. So many of these are hypnotically controlled agents perpetrating these shooting events and explosions and so on. And or rogue operations by agents of the cabal for various reasons, to stir things up. Order out of chaos is one of the principles. But public poison is a big aspect of their attempt to control the rest of us as part of the reduction in intelligence and preoccupation with health problems, driving us to another one of their big public poison operations, the medical program, especially the vaccinations, starting in infancy, infiltrating our very bodies with the public poisons directly into the bloodstream, and then continuing to abuse us with many chemical poisons throughout our lives that we, if we follow the medical model. So please get a grasp on all this. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of these challenges we're facing and how to be prepared. Reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products. And holisticreality.com for the philosophy of natural holism and the archives of this program. Now is the time to understand. Time to move with purpose. Have a good day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.